is the launch operations manager. The launch team wishes you good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you very much. No, it'll be a good one.
Hello and welcome to the Jazz Podcast. Today I'm joined by my co-host Rob. Say hello, Rob.
Hello, Dan. How's it going?
Doing well, and you?
Very good.
What's been up? What have you been up to?
I've just turned 30.
Oh, yes. It was your birthday at the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing. A milestone achievement.
Sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. True to my new age. I have a bad back now, so yeah, I know. You can't just.
What happened?
Probably not enough stretching, both before, during, and after the game.
You played football, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was like a kids' party. It was fantastic.
Great. What's it like being 30, man?
Yeah, it's good.
Another decade.
Yeah, it's just a shame not being able to use the phrase in my 20s anymore.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah, it is tragic. But such is life.
Great. So this week we've got a very special guest.
Yes.
It's you.
Yes, we do. Oh, yes. You know.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel this week, aren't we?
We sure are. It's not that there's, you know. No, you're right. I mean, a little self-indulgent, you might say. But...
But you do have something to actually talk about.
Oh, yeah. It's time for a talk. It's time to talk about Rob. So we're going to talk about my album.
I'm the host.
Sorry, Dan.
You've got to let me say those things, haven't you? Come on.
All right. Take it away, Dan.
So we're going to talk about your album, Rob. Tell us about the album.
Yeah, great. So my album, Gods of Apollo, is... Gods of Apollo is actually going to be released next year in July in 2019 to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Okay.
Yes.
I was about to ask what the title is about, but you've just given it away.
Yeah, I have. Apologies. I've ruined your question.
I was thinking some sort of Greek god or something.
I like the play on the gods, you know, and it's the phrase is something I think I read in a book that Michael Collins had written. He was the third guy, if you like, the one that didn't go down to the moon with Buzz and Neil. But interestingly, you know, a really cool story of his own, that when he went round the back of the moon on Apollo 11 and Buzz and Neil are on the surface in radio contact with NASA, Michael Collins was the first human in history to be so isolated, to be so far from Earth. But in a radio blackout, there would have been 20 minutes of complete silence.
Wow.
A kind of remarkable disconnect.
So is that what you're doing on your album, just having 20 minutes of complete silence?
Like that 4 minutes 33 tune.
Yeah.
But with an even bigger release. this Gods of Apollo thing's kind of refers to the engineers who built the ship.
Okay.
But it's cool because, yeah, it's a good name. Someone said to me the other day that it was a good name, and I was like, yeah, you're damn right it is.
Yeah. Sounds like some sort of like Thor, the kind of sequel that's coming out soon.
I could get a Marvel endorsement.
Yeah. I mean, Thor is obviously different. different. It's,
what, to the jazz
mythology.
Podcast?
Well, no, it's totally different. It's Norse mythology, isn't it?
Oh.
But that's the sort of thing I'm thinking.
Yes, I see what
anyway,
you're saying.
Anyway, so are you releasing, you're doing a Kickstarter, are you?
Oh, yeah, there is one.
Oh, yeah, is one already?
Yeah, it's live right now. The link's in the comments for this show. If you want to pre-order the album, you know, particularly if you spent a year listening to the jazz podcast, pining to hear us at our best, you know, which I know a lot of people probably have never even considered. but yeah, there's a crowdfund going because I'd like to make physical CDs that we can touch and make a book that goes inside it that tells the whole story. But that's a very expensive venture to go down. So if I can offer pre-orders on just a handful of albums, actually would be enough to be able to afford to do a big, you know, industrial size printing, which would be really cool. Otherwise, I mean, we'll still release it, but it will be a digital.
Yeah. Digital. Not many people have CD players these days, do they even?
No, they don't. But I think it's a kind of vestige of the jazz scene that people, like jazz musicians generally having less money than a lot of other lines of work, means that we all have slightly older cars that have CD players.
Jazzmobiles.
Jazzmobiles, precisely. Do you have a CD player in your car?
I do.
There you go. So do I. Well, because we both own Micras, the official car of the jazz podcast.
Exactly.
But yeah, so most of the music I listen to is in the car on the CD player. So that's the deal. And of course, I did a crowdfund last year. So this is going to go one of two ways, as in either really well or a complete disaster.
Yeah.
But I figured we'd do an all or nothing style crowdfund where, you know, so if we don't make the goal, then we won't print the album. So I don't need
but you'll
part
still
of the
do
money.
The, yeah. So where do people go? What do they search on Kickstarter, or is there a URL? Or
there is a URL, but it came up. I looked at it, and it looked unnecessarily complicated to my small brain. So I'll just put it in the comments.
There's a link in the comments, okay?
If you Google like Gods of Apollo Kickstarter or Rob Cope Kickstarter, it should come springing straight up.
Let me check. Gods of Apollo.
Oh, I haven't actually.
Gods of Apollo.
I'm actually going to launch it after this show.
You haven't launched it yet. Okay.
But I have.
It's not coming up. So
in the future, when when people are listening to our show, they'll be like, oh yeah, there it is. I see what's going on here.
Great.
Yeah.
So how much are you asking to what you're trying to raise?
We only need, I say only like it's a lot, but compared to some other Kickstarters that have run recently, the budget for this one is very low because it's only £1,500.
Okay, you're going to make that.
I would like to think so.
And what donations are you asking for? Is it, have you got like bonuses or what? How does it work?
Oh, I'm going to tell you all about it, Dan. What I will say as well is that I've I self-funded the recording, mixing, and mastering, and about three quarters of the artwork. So a little bit of the extra money from this crowdfund will help me get over the line with the artwork and all of the physical. But I'm trying to do the honourable thing and just pay for it all myself. So these physical copies, which I want, are kind of a
pre-order,
massive optional bonus, which I would love to create. A pre-order, exactly. So pledges, £10 would be the CD and a digital download. Because, you know, that's just really annoying. Do you ever buy like a Blu-ray and it comes with a digital download that you never use?
Oh, you see, I'm the opposite way around. I don't buy physical things.
Really. Oh, interesting.
I'm trying to get rid of all my DVDs.
Make some more space in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair Minimalism. Play. Yeah, no, you're
probably
right.
The wrong person to talk to about that. But yeah, let's say I did buy a Blu-ray.
Well, it always really bothers me that they give you a digital download for nothing. But there must be a reason. So I thought I'd do it. So
great.
If you pledge £10, you pre-order the CD and a digital download, which I will then post to you.
Great.
Yeah, that's going to feel good. I thought about making Gods of Apollo t-shirts, but I can't imagine, based on the sales of the Jazz Podcast t-shirts, that anybody would want one.
Yeah, those. How many have we sold so far?
One. Two, if you include me.
But you kind of paid. Yeah, you didn't really like sell it, did you?
No, I did not sell it. No. I sold one to Kit Downs, but I haven't seen him wearing it.
No.
But that's some. Yeah, that's. Well, actually, I didn't sell it. We traded for coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway. Nice. Anyway. So yeah. Right. Actually, if you want a jazz podcast T-shirt, just let us know. They're very dashing. Mm. Makes you help to fit right in at a festival.
Why don't you tweet a photo of you wearing one so people can get an idea of
how bad
it's going to look?
Yes, I'm going to do that. Yeah. My physique. Anyway. Yeah.
Back to the. So who's on the album? You are, I presume.
Oh yeah, me, Elliot Galvin. Mm. Rob Luft on guitar and John Ormston on drums.
Oh, lovely.
I kind of wanted a band of...
You haven't got a bass player again, though, Rob. What's that about?
Well, that's because until you come out of retirement, Dan, I shall never play. Exactly.
Flattery.
It's off the cards. That spot's reserved. You could do an overdub if you fancy.
Okay.
Just put some sick lines down to kind of straighten the whole thing out.
Hmm.
So yeah, I wanted a band that was that, you know, that especially Elliot and Rob have both been on two jazz podcasts already. They might be the only two people to have done two by coincidence, but you know, they're very established creators in our scene already and composers. But then, you know, John Ormston's not really appeared with those guys too much.
No.
You know,
Conga Flange
indeed. So so it was a good excuse to get a band together of
that
musicians.
Was sorry, just to explain, that was a little joke. That was on the PlayStation, John Ormston's tag. Conga Flange.
Yeah. So if you play any really childish computer games and you search the word Conga Flange, you'll be able to find John.
Yeah.
I believe
anyway,
that will
carry
work on.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, I enjoyed it a lot. The man carrying the biggest machine gun on the game, that will be John.
So
to play with those three as a band felt really good because there's no other albums where you can hear them together, and they're just so I mean, I think whether this is a selling point or not, there's about a 20 minute stretch on this album where I don't play anything.
That's when you're on the other side of the moon, is it?
Of course, I've simulated exactly. that. For everyone's sake, you know, to just not play the saxophone for a while. And you know, Elliot is just so ridiculous at playing the piano that, you know, can do that thing as a composer that's a real cop-out where you can write, like, Elliot, you know, do some things. And then he'll just do some things. It'll be really cool.
Mm, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what... What's the album about then? We've talked about what it's about. Go on. I was interrupting you.
No, I was going to say it's just it's a weird one. If anyone, like any listeners, ever caught this before, we first played it back in 2011. Mm. It's actually a really, really long-standing labor of love. But good old Donald updated, or well, not him personally. Somebody in his government has updated all the copyright notifications on the NASA website so that you don't get sued for using all the guide tracks, which is quite cool, which is why it's coming out now, basically.
Right.
Because I was always a bit scared that do you ever see that Simpsons where Bill Gates tries to buy out Homer and just two strong guys come into the house and turn his desk over?
Oh, I vaguely remember seeing that. Yeah,
it's like a really old one when like they get they get their first home computer. I kind of thought that might happen, you know. actually, we're releasing on this on a label called Ubuntu Records, and of course they were very keen that I don't create a whopping lawsuit. So I waited till now until we're in the clear. Just wait until Donald's got his back turned and then bam,
he's not gonna know what's hit him.
No, he's not, absolutely. So all right, I tell you what, let's actually talk about it. So
yeah,
it's the album is all made using the NASA audio archives. So all the way through is a soundtrack of the Americans and the Soviets racing to the moon.
Mm.
And then the music is improvised based on what's being said and what's going on.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be, yeah, it's like cinema, but you know, before black and white cinema, when it would have been blank, like nothing, like the cinema before cameras existed.
Theater.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's no acting, but I like that. Oh, it's a show, I suppose. If you see it live, you can look at things.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like theatre. Dan, that's excellent.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Rob. Mm. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're a PR
dream. So are you going to do like a live show with loads of space things going on?
There will be an album launch for sure. I was thinking about trying to get to play at the Science Museum would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, to rent the space... it cost $10,000.
Oh, yeah, it's not cheap.
No. So
maybe like Greenwich Observatory or something.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be a fun little space to go and play. I'd love to play at some like alternative venues like that. I need to persuade the Science Museum that it's a big time collaboration. Because Kieran McLeod got a gig once at the V&A, so it can be done.
Well, they do like lunchtime concerts there, don't they?
We did one that was called A Night with Victoria and Albert. We played at like 10 p.m. It was really trendy.
Very nice.
Drink a glass of wine and listen to some jazz. That's
so when did you record the album? You did it a few years ago then? 2011?
No, I wrote it in 2011.
You wrote it in 2011. When did you record it?
July. Great answer. July 2017.
Where?
Crown Lane Studios in Morden.
Of course, the Merrimans.
Yeah, exactly. John Merriman, the brother of Phil Merriman, who's a pianist on a delightful jazz scene. Phil just kept telling me about this studio his brother ran. And it's really cool because it's like a zero plastic, zero carbon emissions. I don't know, John lives quite an interesting lifestyle, sort of using toothpaste out of brown paper bags.
Right.
It's good. Like when the album comes out, we won't use any plastic in the packaging or anything. It's nice to work with people that are super keen on not destroying the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was fun. And I don't know any other jazz albums actually that have been, I'm sure there are, and I'm sure John will not thank me for saying this, but you know, at least in our line of work, it's not like there's a few studios that we notice that come up over and over again, but this isn't one that I noticed. But it's a really like old school vibe because I booked the studio for 4 hours. We went in, we set up, we ate a sandwich, and then we ran the piece through, and then we left.
Easy.
I really like the pressure of having one shot at it because it feels like a gig, you know, and you can't start. Yeah. You can't start over-editing all of your work that way.
Yeah. It's got a great coffee shop attached to it, hasn't it, as well?
Yes, it does. I couldn't find it at first. And then I realised you had to go into the coffee shop and through to the disabled toilet. And then there's like a secret door.
Yeah.
Burst into a studio. And the other funny thing about that is the public toilet for the customers is actually in the studio as well. So Yeah, there people just like wandering in while you're in the middle of a tune and... it's pretty, it's something.
So why have you done it about space? Like, is it just cause you're into space or was there like, is there like a reason? Or
no, it is that it's just like
just into space,
a way to make music that reflects the stuff that I'm into trying And also I did a gig a few years ago, at the Spice of Life with actually with Elliot. He's really the key figure in all of this, and Laura Judd and Greg Sinclair, and me and Laura and Elliot were playing, and Greg was like improvising spoken word Christmas stories. It's like a stand up comedy vibe, you know, with music that reflected what Greg was saying. And even though we were playing freely improvised and quite the kind of music, like my mum came to watch, and I don't think normally she'd have enjoyed it very much, but she was really into it because you had Greg there verbalizing and kind of making accessible this music. Mm. So I kind of wanted to recreate that as well.
Yeah.
So that it feels the album like you're welcoming your listeners into what's going on and contextualizing what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, these audio archives, they're so cool. There's so many weird little beeps and sounds and, you know, like the piece starts with Sputnik, which beeps a concert B flat, you know, so you can just have a field day with that because it's a cool little drone.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. It's like the BB-8 solo album.
I haven't heard that.
Sorry, I thought that was going to like bring the house down.
BB-8 is that?
BB-8's the little droid from the new Star Wars.
Sorry, films. Okay, right.
I should have stuck with an R2 joke, like a classic.
Yeah, I've got an R2-D2 for reference, but BB-8, I missed that one.
Sorry. Have you not seen The Force Awakens?
Yeah, I have, but like, I don't know the names of the robots. I mean, yeah.
Oh, this is fabulous.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen, going off topic, have you seen Lost in Space, the Netflix show yet?
Everyone's telling me about that.
Have you seen it?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I'm in two minds about it. Like, I really like sci-fi things, but some of the actors are really annoying.
Oh, that's interesting, because I've only heard good things about it. Okay. But I'm glad to hear some less good things, because I'm starting to get annoyed.
You know? Yeah, well, it's good. It's a good comedy.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it, but there's two actors especially that really piss me off. Anyway, sorry.
Are they going to remain nameless?
Well, no, I don't want to be rude, but you'll know. If you've seen it, you'll know who the annoying ones are.
Yeah, okay, I'll check it out, and then we'll see if we can decide between us which ones we don't like.
Yeah. Cool, so when this is released, we can go on to Kickstarter, search for Rob Cope, Gods of Apollo, donate a tenner. Well, I say donate. Buy the album in advance for a tenner.
Yeah.
And that's all that we need to do. Is that right?
It's perfect. I mean, there's more outrageous pledges if you want to get into it, but...
What's the most outrageous pledge?
Basically, the £75 or more one where I give you everything. Like, actually, I could supply some reeds. Some used reeds might be good.
Signed I thought you CD. Said weed for a minute. I thought you were going to be giving drugs to them. Buy that.
Through the post. I won't. That'll be fine. Nothing bad will happen.
Mail all the drugs.
Signed CDs, digital artworks, name in the book, in the album credits as a personal public thank you for the donation, sending scripts, scores, artworks, everything we've ever created in the 8 years that the band has been...
Okay.
Creating. My favorite one is the £18 gift set.
Oh, what are you getting that?
Send you two CDs.
Oh,
I know.
Very it's good.
An incredibly original and innovative idea.
Yeah. Buy one, get one for £2 off.
Yeah, exactly. But in the end, you're still spending £8 more, so it's probably not worth it.
Well,
who knows?
Depends how good this album is, Rob.
And luckily, you won't be able to tell. You can hear a few excerpts at the start. There's a little video as well.
Okay.
But yeah, that
try it before you buy.
Yeah, exactly. Just check it out. And if you hate the sound of it, for God's sake, don't pre-order it.
Unless you like Rob and you want to support him.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And just ask him not to send you the CD.
Do me a favour and don't post this little thing. Yeah. So that's great. It then, yeah.
Cool. Well, it's good to chat.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on the Jazz Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Come back again soon.
Yeah, I will. It's been nice to talk.
Going back to co-host Rob, what else have we got to look forward to coming up? Have we got anything?
Oh, we have got some stuff. Let me get the list out. So coming up next week, unless... you know, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Johnny Silk will be on the show very soon. Alan Benzie will be on the show. Johnny Silk's a drummer. Alan's a pianist. They're from Birmingham in Scotland. So we're really branching out. Simon Lasky, that's the word. He's done
Simon Lasky.
Yeah. He's Simon's at the dentist right now, so we're thinking of Simon. Our thoughts are with you.
Dentist.
I know. Big time dental work going on. But Simon will be around. So we got a lot of really cool stuff coming up.
Great.
If you're hoping that the jazz podcast might go away soon, I'm afraid we're not at that stage yet.
Damn. When are we? You texted me the other day about someone coming on. Is that looking likely?
Yes, it is. There's whispers, there's rumors that that Chris Potter might want to come on the show at some point. But we're not putting him under any advanced pressure yet. Well, I was going to see if we could meet up in London. And then
I do a live recording of it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I'm also seeing him at the Manchester Jazz Festival. So
when's that?
That's in July.
July.
Yeah, there's still tickets for that as well. So that in the newly refurbished RNCM Concert Hall, that'll be really nice with Dave Holland.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Be cool.
So you can get Dave Holland on.
I actually tried and he said no.
Oh,
he just doesn't like the jazz podcast.
Oh, don't blame him. Don't blame him.
Yeah, so it's over. But I'm hoping that Dave sees Chris doing it, and then he's like, "Oh, what? I want a turn. This looks fun."
He's not good at that, is he? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I look forward to hearing those shows.
Sweet.
Have a good one, Rob.
Thanks, Dan. We'll speak to you soon.
Good luck with the album.
Thanks, buddy.
No worries. Bye.
540 feet down at 3 and at 15.
Attitude home.
Okay, at home.
I think we're gonna need more.
400 feet down at 9.
Okay, the only call out from now on will be fuel.
Take forward. 50 down at 2.5. 19 forward. Forward, 7, 9, 3, 200 feet, 4.5 down, 5.5 down, 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward, 5%, 100 feet.